Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and the Fight That Changed Basketball Forever by John Feinstein, narrated by Richard M. Davidson. This book is copyrighted 2002 by John Feinstein. This recording is copyrighted 2002 by Recorded Books. During a game in 1977, a fistfight broke out between the Houston Rockets and the L.A. Lakers. All-star Rudy Tomjanovich raced to break it up and ran straight into a punch Kermit Washington, a good player with a great reputation, threw with astonishing ferocity. The punch dislodged Tomjanovich's skull, and his nose dripped spinal fluid. But Tomjanovich eventually recovered from the emotional and physical violence to coach the U.S. Olympic basketball team to a gold medal in 2000. In the years since, every team in the NBA has turned Washington away. And now, The Punch.
Introduction. It was a comfortable June afternoon, and I was in my car, en route to a meeting in downtown Washington, D.C. I was listening to my friend Jim Rome's syndicated radio show when I heard him introduce Kermit Washington. Like anyone who follows sports, I knew the name well, and as with most people, the instant I heard his name, one image came into my mind. The Punch. I don't know how many times I had seen it on tape, but it was right there in my mind's eye. Washington turning and punching Rudy Tomjanovich with such force that Tomjanovich appeared to fly backward through the air. The date was December 9th, 1977. The place was the Los Angeles Forum. Washington was in his fifth year with the Los Angeles Lakers at the time. Tomjanovich, a four-time All-Star, was in his eighth season with the Houston Rockets. I probably knew a little more about Washington than most people, even though I'd never met him. He was a graduate of American University, and a number of people I'd worked with at the Washington Post knew him well. Mike Trilling, the Post's late assistant sports editor, had worked with him at AU, and a number of the guys I'd worked with at the paper had written about him through the years, since he was a local hero in the early 1970s. All said the same thing about him. Sweetheart of a guy. As Rome introduced Washington, talking about his accomplishments, two-time academic All-American, last player to average 20 points and 20 rebounds in a college season, 1973, 9 years in the NBA, charity work in Africa, and then brought up the punch, I remembered reading a piece in the New York Times a few weeks earlier written by Washington about how the night of the Tomjanovich punch still haunted him. I also remembered interviewing Tomjanovich on the subject for the Post during the 1981 NBA playoffs. He was very polite, but it was clear he didn't want to talk about what had happened. Who could blame him? Rome had read the same piece in the Times, which led him to book Washington for the show. He began walking Washington through what led up to the fight and then the fight itself. As he talked, two things were apparent to me about Washington. He'd done this before, and he was still in a lot of pain. By the end of the first segment, I'd reached my destination and parked my car. I was a few minutes early, so I stayed in the car and listened to the second segment. When I heard Rome saying he was going to keep Washington for a third segment, I was surprised but not surprised. Rome almost never keeps a guest two segments, much less three. But there was clearly more to ask, and he knew it. By now, I was late for my meeting. I stayed in the car. By the time Rome finished, I was convinced there was a book to be written about Kermit Washington and Rudy Tomjanovich. Clearly this moment had changed Washington's life, and I was willing to bet Tomjanovich's life too. Clearly it was a watershed moment in sports, because it has become the symbol of what can happen when fights break out among very strong, very athletic young men. What this event told us, NBA Commissioner David Stern told me later.